6:38 on Delaware 105.9. Hello.
Good morning, Dan. It's Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, I want to. Good morning. What I'm getting ready to say, hopefully it doesn't offend anybody. I'm sure it will, but I kind of had to agree. I could see where you were going with this. I kind of had to agree with you, too. I do feel bad for a lot of those homeless people, but something else, that there is more jobs out there than there ever has been. And I think the homeless thing is going to get worse and worse until you really start snatching things away from people. A man will stand on his own 2 feet if he has absolutely nothing, you would think. But if you keep getting tidbits of handouts and just enough to keep yourself at least alive, you know, at least fed, which is what's going on, you're just going to keep, I think they're...
You're also not going to hire, there are plenty of jobs, you or anyone else are not going to hire someone who's active addiction.
True.
So the folks have to determine what's more important to me, heroin or the fact that I could get a job and get out of this situation. And then as long as they're choosing the heroin, you know the answer.
Right. I used to fish for a living, and I used to do a couple things here and there. Nothing real, real bad, but I did a couple things, you know, keep you awake, this and that or whatever. But once I had my daughter, let me tell you what, my whole outlook changed on life. And that the most important thing in my life was to raise my daughter, put food in her mouth. And I just can't understand how somebody can have a child. I see these people at this addiction place in Millsboro by Dunkin' Donuts, and they're carrying children in a bassinet there to get their fix. That disgusts the hell out of me, I have to tell you. If you have a child you brought into this world, I feel like you have an obligation to take care of that kid and love it and raise it and let it have a good life. How more people can't have that attitude and that train of thought is beyond me. It's totally beyond me.
On the other hand, I agree with you 100%. But on the other hand, there are those, I'm sure, who would say the fact that they have their child with them and they are at the methadone clinic would indicate to some that they are trying to take control and be responsible. That's why they're there.
Yeah, I see your point also. I just can't help but think, like quitting cigarettes. I quit 3 times. Finally, I said, this is it. If I want to live to see my daughter graduate, at some point you got to say, I have to help myself. That's all there is to it. And I really believe that I'm not trying to be mean by no means at all, but I really believe that if they snatch things away from these people, not keep adding on and giving more and more and more, that just allows it. I've heard you say it from your own mouth on the radio before. It just encourages it, I believe. You know what I mean?
Right. I think the worst thing you can do with the cardboard sign element, will work for food type element standing on the street, the worst thing you can do is to actually give them something. Yes, you're right. I agree.
I mean, you know what? Look, look how early in the morning you go to work. Get up, go to work like the rest of us. None of us like doing it, but guess what? You just put your head up proud and go with it and go make a living. Go work, work, work. That's it. I mean, there's jobs out there. There's plenty of jobs out there. Just go work. Clean yourself. Even if you go back to the homeless camp and pull yourself out of it, go work. Even in, wherever, to do anything.
That's it.
Make some money and get yourself out of it. I know there's people that don't want to be in that position and that, but there's a lot of people I also believe that have put themselves in that position. You know, some of them may have lost their family in a car crash. You don't know what the circumstances are. I'm sure there's some out there that things like that have happened to. But others are just want to be on drugs. They don't want to lazy as heck. They don't want to do anything. Don't want to work. Get up and go to work like everybody else. Get up. Let's keep the machine rolling. You know what I mean? There's welders, there's electricians, there's carpenters, there's guys like you, radio hosts. Go make a living. Go make a living. I tell my daughter that all the time. The most important thing you could do in life is have a good work ethic. Don't expect this piece of crap government to hand you things, because inevitably it's not coming from the government. It's coming from your own pocket.
Right. Great. Anyway, great position. Worst thing you can do is to get intertwined into some sort of government handout. You'll never get out. That's a great call.
I agree.
Bill, I can't disagree with Bill there. Bill coming on strong.